for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The deal for Seattle-based Washington Federal Bank to acquire Santa Rosa-based Luther Burbank Savings Bank has been approved by federal and state regulators. The $654 million all-stock deal is set to be completed at the end of February. Once complete, the Luther Burbank name will go away, and customers will migrate to Washington Federal. The man who heads the ownership group of the Press Democrat has been appointed to the California Fish and Game Commission by Governor Gavin Newsom. Darius Anderson is also the founder of Wing and Barrel Ranch Hunt Club, owns a lobbying and development firm, and is also an avid collector of all things Jack London. He's finishing up a term on the California Community College's Board of Governors. If confirmed by the state Senate, Anderson will serve a six-year term. Avelo Airlines has announced they are expanding operations at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport, bringing in two more Boeing 737 aircraft and about 50 more jobs. It did not indicate what new routes the planes would be flying, but operations should be ready by May 1st. In sports, the Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers 119-107 last night. They'll play the Grizzlies in Memphis on Friday night. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from now through Wednesday night and a flood watch through Thursday night. Still on track for 2 to 4 inches of rain from this storm. So today, rain and wind strongest in the afternoon, highs in the 50s. Tonight, rain, wind, and possible thunder showers. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain changing to showers and still windy. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Since 1985, Hodgen & Sons Tree Care has been serving families and businesses all around Sonoma County. And if you've ever wondered, does Mike actually have sons? Yes, he does. Here's John.
One of the smartest investments you can make is to keep your trees and shrubs safe, healthy, and beautiful with regular maintenance and pruning. Ed?
Anyone can cut branches, but at Hodgen & Sons, we plan carefully for long-term health and beauty. We know exactly what and how to cut. Pruning and shaping, trimming for safety, defensible space, and to preserve a view.
Have us over to take a look soon. It's probably time for some maintenance.
When you have an emergency, we're ready to respond 24/7. We are experts in closed quarters tree removal. My climbers go where the bucket trucks can't.
They do it all. A full list of services offered by Hodgen & Sons Tree Care is online at HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Friday noon to 7. Saturday 10 to 7. Sunday 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, guys, here we go. A wet Wednesday it is. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. I got a bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Blondie's on the way. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Also, George Harrison. Eddie Money, The Cars. Some Don Henley and Prince on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1982 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
You have to let that rocket drop. The oil down the desert way has been shaken to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill.
the cockpit radio glare. Soon as the shire rings out of their hair, the jet pilots wave. Yeah.
Time for our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride as you make your way in on this Wednesday from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
No rain yet, but it's coming. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance. So far, we have a dry commute, and it does look good. Northbound 101 moving well between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa, an easy 16-minute drive. Now, your early bird Marin commute is still very civilized, getting from Petaluma to Central Santa Fe, just a 26-minute ride. Going to the Golden Gate will take you 38 minutes. Eastbound 12, no problems coming in from Sebastopol. 116 to 101, about 8 minutes. Progressive Insurance is making it easy to save money when you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters. You'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com. That's progressive.com. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
It's gonna take money. Oh!
Wolf Rewinds 1982. Doctors implant the world's first permanent man-made heart in Dr. Barney Clark. Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev dies and is succeeded by Yuri Andropov. In Sonoma County, the sheriff's office is the talk of the town with their new bomb wagon, a big water-filled barrel on a trailer. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1982.
Point seven, The Wolf and Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Hope you're off to a good start on this wet Wednesday, and we got the atmospheric river that's going to be hitting us for just a couple days. Flood watch, wind advisory in effect too. And by the way, if you have not joined up with the Wolf Pack, you can do so at thewolf.fm, and we have one Wolf Pack member celebrating a birthday, Kathy Clinton. Happy birthday to you from all of us here at 102.7 The Wolf.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Gonna drive you home tonight. Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up
something's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has approved the leasing of a large building near the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport and the Smart Train Station in Windsor to relocate about 180 employees. The building at 400 Aviation Boulevard is owned by American Ag Credit and will be leased for $1.9 million per year. The hope is the county would eventually purchase the building. While the exact departments that will move from their old, deteriorating complex on County Center Drive has not been announced, the new offices will be ready in September. An investigation by the Santa Rosa Police Department that began back in December finally paid off yesterday with the arrest of 25-year-old Christopher Mejia. He is suspected of dealing large amounts of fentanyl. A check of river levels across Sonoma County shows most will be able to handle this next storm system fairly well, with the exception of the Russian River in Hopland. It is still forecast to reach a peak of 18.3 feet at midnight tonight, 3 feet above flood stage. The Russian River in Healdsburg is forecast to hit 16.9 feet. That's below monitor stage. And the Russian River in Guerneville is expected to reach 28.3 feet, again, well below monitor stage. Like last storm, Fife Creek that feeds into the Russian River is of concern